something. I'm sorry to ask a shayla on somewhat of an intimate matter, but I feel that this is a halacha that is often overlooked only because proper instruction is hard to find. I'm referring to properly cleaning oneself after using the restroom. I know this is a serious halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, and have been told that if one doesn't clean properly, his tefillah and Torah learning are waste. Could you please elaborate as how to clean that area is supposed to be? Whether it is just the surface that matters or any reachable area, whether water is necessary, and if one can use tissue paper dampened with water on Shabbos, or if there's a problem of squeezing. I'm embarrassed to ask these questions to a rabbi myself, and I'm happy I can do so anonymously on your website. I apologize if my language is vulgar or non-Toradic. Thank you for providing a much-needed and appreciated service to Klal Yisrael. May you continue to do so until 120 anonymous. Thank you for your bracha, and also the question is very much in place. It's Torah, just as much Torah as anything else, and you phrased it very Toradic and not vulgarly. In any case, the halacha is that if there is remnants of feces in the anal area, that one cannot daven or even think divrei Torah, even if there's no smell. However, wiping oneself with a dry tissue or abrasive thing and making sure that there's no apparent residue is perfectly okay. Washing that area is a midas chasidus. It is not 100% necessary. You definitely do not have to wash out anything internally, only the external surface. And if it's dried, wiped, and doesn't appear to be any residue, then one can assume that it's clean. If there's any doubt, the halacha is that in a case of doubt, you can continue daven and say Torah or whatever, and person should not be overly obsessed with cleaning that area. On the other hand, he should make sure that he wipes himself properly and then be assured that he's allowed to learn and to daven and so on.